Welcome to KMXT's Talk of the Rock, our local community affairs program, where we explore issues and organizations related to our community. Talk of the Rock is hosted by members of the KMXT News Team.
And good afternoon. I'm Maggie Wall. And with me here today is Sarah Phillips from the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce.
Thanks for having me again.
Oh, we love having you. You always have so many fun things going on.
We do. And always.
Lots of stuff going on.
Yeah, this week especially.
Yeah, Comfish.
Yes, it is. Comfish starts. We kick it off Wednesday evening with our Rockfish Taco Feed at the brewery from, 4 to 6. I have to look at my schedule here in front of me. So that kicks off, and then it's vendors and forums on Thursday and Friday, and vendors and competitions on Saturday.
For those of people who are new, because we do have a lot of people coming and going.
We do.
What is Comfish?
Comfish stands for commercial fishing. And so it's a commercial fishing trade show and industry experts with forums, just tons of information. And just because you're not a commercial fisherman doesn't mean you're not going to get something out of this. We have vendors that specialize for commercial fishermen coming, but that doesn't mean that they don't also appeal to the sport fishermen and just outdoor enthusiasts that live in Kodiak. So come to their booths because they've got some pretty fantastic deals going on through Comfish too. We also have the forums that I talked about. Those are where industry experts in the commercial fishing industry or topics that appeal to the commercial fishing industry come and present. And we've got all sorts of those this week. Would you like me to run through them kind of quickly?
Sure, kind of quicker, because I think the forums are the things that, here's Maggie's opinion of Comfish. It's fun to walk around and look at all the booths and, you know, the candies. It's kind of like going trick-or-treating, right?
Yeah, exactly. You get
pins,
free goodies.
And key rings and sticky pads and things like that, which is always a lot of fun. Plus, talk to the vendors, because those guys, those gals and guys are supporting our fishing community. They also often have some good stories, you know. They'll shoot the breeze with you.
They do. They've got fantastic stories.
And if you were, like you said, sports fishing or commercial fishing, they would have a lot of information, like, what is this? And I often don't have a clue what I'm seeing sometimes. And I'll say, what is this? And they'll tell me, and that's a lot of fun. I mean, they're very receptive to cluelessness.
It is a very educational opportunity.
Yes, it's a lot of fun. And like, they have the weather guys. I've talked to them before. They'll talk about how they do the weather. You know, everybody's just in a social mood.
Yeah.
And that doesn't count the people that you meet there.
Exactly.
Because you get to see friends and people that you haven't seen in a while.
Exactly. And for all those friends that you have that you meet up with, because it is Kodiak, we have a photo booth this year at Comfish that we're really excited for. It's going to have photo booth props, and, you know, you can dress up with your silly mouth and hold a salmon in front of a crab pot and all that fun stuff.
Oh, that sounds like lots of fun. The other thing I think that is rather universal in appeal are those forums.
Yes.
And that's where I got sidetracked here, but that's where I was going with this, just to come back. Those forums, they are so interesting to me.
They're really the meat of Comfish.
Yeah, and they'll be talking about maybe some regulations, or there's some biology stuff, government stuff, and certainly this year with state funding cuts and such, we've got, you know, big wigs that have been invited to come and are coming. And so it's really an opportunity for people to go and learn something. And they're what, 45 minutes to an hour in time? And so you can pick one. Even if you only picked one, then you could go learn something. It's short and leave.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So go ahead with the forums then.
Sure. So we've broken our forums up into segments. So on Thursday morning, we're sort of starting with safety forums. So we have the Coast Guard coming and NIOSH coming to talk about what to do if you have to be rescued by a helicopter, and then how to prevent falling overboard. You know, big important thing. Don't die and fall overboard. So we're going to have forums that discuss that. We're going to have also a legal panel there discussing issues that people should be aware of. Then we have this whole big group of legislators that have agreed to come or send their representatives, and they're giving updates on the fisheries industry, bills that have been passed, bills that are in the works of trying to get passed, and taking time for some public comments to find out what else needs to be done. So we do have Representative Louise Stutes has been confirmed, as well as Senator Dan Sullivan. We're really excited to have him come back. Unfortunately, Governor Dunleavy was not able to attend, but he has sent his senior policy advisor, John Mueller, to go ahead and address some of our issues and our concerns and discuss everything that's going on. So we have that big, real heavy legislative component.
Gary Stevens?
No Gary Stevens this year.
Okay, so you couldn't pull away from Juno.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no Gary Stevens this year. And then we transition on Friday over to more localized fun information, the Alaska Seafood Market update. There's been a lot of concern with the rocket launch schedule and how that affects commercial fishing. So the president of Alaska Aerospace Corporation is going to be coming over and discussing how to collaborate and communicate a little bit better in the future. Then we have a super fun event on Friday, Sea Stories and Chowder, supplied by Monk's Rock, where the stories are from our local fishermen and the mentors who trained them. So I'm really looking forward to sitting in on that one. We also have the Pebble Mine, an update on the Pebble Mine, and a really interesting forum about net repurposing projects for recycling and just repurposing in general.
And those days are...
So all of that happens on Friday.
Friday, okay.
And Senator Sullivan wraps us all up on Friday afternoon at 3:15. He's our final forum presenter.
Got it. Now, Senator Sullivan represents Alaska in Washington, D.C., for those who weren't quite sure who Dan is.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So that really wraps up our forums for the week. We do also have a whole bunch of evening activities that are just going to be a lot of fun. We have a public reception that hasn't typically been well attended by just the general public. It's typically just been our vendors, but we just want to get word out and let the public know, yes, please come to our Thursday evening public reception. Trident Seafoods is supplying the seafood, and they are also supplying their own chefs. I think we touched on this briefly last week, but they're cooking their own seafood to share with our community. And then we'll have drinks and we'll have cake because it is the 40th anniversary of Comfish.
Do we then sing happy birthday?
I don't know if it's happy birthday, happy anniversary. We'll wing it.
Yeah.
And leave a little mystery.
And so that's Thursday. Is that the taco one?
The taco one is Wednesday,
Wednesday, oh, okay.
Before the forums even begin, we're going to have the Rockfish Taco Feed at the brewery from 4 to 6. That's tomorrow.
Oh, wow. I'm writing this down. Just put an arrow there to point out that, yes.
You've got to keep organized. Just a lot of stuff. And if people want reminders, this full schedule is being mailed out through the Kodiak Daily Mirror on Wednesday. And then we also have this posted online on our website at kodiakchamber.org/comfish. If you're a social media kind of person, we have Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all Comfish related. And all of those, you can find the schedule for Comfish on. If you're a Twitter follower, I literally have reminders set for 10 minutes before every forum to say, this is the forum, get on over there, this is what it's about, as well as all the events.
Now, I find somebody said that I was so analog. I'm so analog.
Yes.
All right. I embrace my analog. I like to go and print it out and then sit down and kind of figure out which ones I think I want to go to.
Yeah.
And then that way I have the sheet, and so then I can plot my strategy.
Absolutely. You got to plan your day, because you can't forget to go over there and visit the vendors too, because we have more than just the typical goodies this year. We're doing a couple fun promotions other than the photo booth. We are doing Split the Pot every day at Comfish. So on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we are going to have our Split the Pot bucket there. And Split the Pot, for those of you who don't know, it's where you give cash for tickets, and all the cash compiled at the end of the day gets split. Half of it goes to the winner, and then half of it goes to our Chamber of Commerce Scholarship Fund. So we're going to be doing that every day. So I think you're going to have a chance to win pretty big money at that.
Do you have to be present?
You do not have to be present to win. That is not typical for one of our chamber events. But on the back of all your tickets, you'll have to write very legibly, because if I can't read it, you don't win. So we'll notify our winners at the end of every day, and they'll come pick up those proceeds.
Okay. And then the other thing you were talking about was the, like at Christmas time, the stamp card.
Yeah.
To encourage people to go see all these different booths and vendors.
Exactly. So for absolutely no charge, you can pick up one of our stamp cards. And to fill out a stamp card, you have to go see 8 unique different vendors. Each of these vendors will have their own stamps. And once you have a completed stamp card, you drop that stamp card off back to the registration desk. And we're going to have random drawings throughout the day for different prizes, like hats and sweatshirts and books, that all culminates at the end of Thursday and at the end of Friday in a $500 Alaska Airlines voucher.
Got it. So this is to encourage participation, but exactly. Also to get people to go and talk to the vendors and, you know, hear what they've got to say, look at what they're selling.
Exactly, because it's all about expanding your knowledge, understanding what Comfish is all about. I mean, commercial fishing supports such a significant part of Kodiak. To not be informed about it, you should be. You really should be. And, you know, if you happen to make a purchase at Comfish that's over $100 from one of those vendors, they'll completely fill out your stamp card so you can go back and get another. More chances to win with purchases.
Uh-huh. And I might add KMXT has a booth there.
Yes.
Uh-huh. We traditionally go there and get a chance to meet people and just tell them what the station's about and see what people have interest in and what they'd like to see, you know, the station do for them, how we can help them and reach out and, you know, provide for whatever it is they're doing.
Absolutely. We look forward to having you guys
again.
That's
kind of what we're here for.
Yes, exactly. It's all about the community and our needs. And that's what Comfish is about all around. The community.
Now, Sarah, did you go down to Pacific Marine Expo?
I didn't. Frank had the pleasure to do that. I did not get to join him. But yes, the Pacific Marine Expo over in Seattle is where we make a lot of contact with our vendors that come up here.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I've been to that one before. It's huge, but Seattle's all West Coast. But it's kind of the same sort of thing. And it's you just check everything out, and so many things. I think that's a little hard to wrap your head around.
Yeah.
Where we have things that are a little more, to me, a scale to those of us who aren't used to being in big cities.
It's that, and it's catered to the Kodiak community. We're actually selective about the vendors that we have here. We really analyze, is this a good fit for the Kodiak community, for the fishing industry that's here? Because we're very different than Seattle is, so we don't need the same vendors that they have there.
When do the vendors come in?
We are having them set up their booths tomorrow afternoon. So
Wednesday.
Yes. Yep. Wednesday, tomorrow afternoon. But yeah, they've started making their plans since Thanksgiving of last year. So it's been in the works for a while.
I believe it. Now, this is the how many year?
This is 40.
40.
Yep, the big 4-0 for Comfish.
Yeah, I was working on the Alaska Fisheries report for this week, and I'm going to mention Comfish.
Yeah.
It's tricky because not every, it goes to other radio stations and not everybody airs it at the same day.
Oh, sure.
So I have to kind of be careful how I word it, because if they air it on Saturday and certainly on Sunday, it would be old news. So I always have to think of those things. Mm-hmm. But I'm also doing some stuff on Exxon Valdez, which was 30 years. And so as I was doing that, I came to realize that Comfish was 10 years old when the Exxon Valdez oil spill happened.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Yeah. And I remember some of those first ones. I don't know that I went to the very first one, but I probably went to the second and third one because they had one. I think I was probably at the second one. They had had one, and then it grew so quickly, exponentially, that they had to have one of those big white, oh, they kind of like Quonset hut tents.
Yeah.
Added on to the armory, I think is where it was at that point.
Yep. It's moved a lot.
It's moved a lot because it's changed in size.
It has.
Yeah. And then that was a long time ago. That was when Wayne Stevens was the chamber executive director.
Oh, yes. It's been a while.
It's been a while. Yeah.
Now, all those Valdez oil spill stories, it's not something that Comfish is putting on, but I know that there's an event of sharing some of those stories happening, I believe, Saturday. So we'll be sharing some information about that on our Facebook page, too.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds good. Now, tell me about the, let me make sure I know when this is happening. When is the Sea Chanties with St. Innocent's Academy?
I do not know.
Oh, didn't you tell me about them?
No, this is all new information for me.
Oh, maybe I'm making this up. Monk's Rock.
Yes.
Sea stories at Monk's Rock.
Yes.
I just assumed they would be singing sea chanties because they're so good at that, you know? Okay,
no.
I'm just making this up.
Okay. Here, you caught me totally off guard.
I thought, what? Didn't I just hear you say that?
So,
oh, okay.
Yes, the sea stories, the chowder is
this
supplied.
This is how rumors get started.
Yes. So Monk's Rock is supplying the chowder for the Sea Stories event. So,
oh, okay.
Yes,
I see.
Yes, it is not actually sponsored by Monk's Rock. It is actually sponsored by the Alaska Marine Conservation Council and Alaska Sea Grant.
And that is Friday night.
That is Friday at noon.
Noon.
So it's a lunch chowder opportunity. And that's free chowder.
Is that normal?
I mean, we've got so many free events.
Is that normal?
Things. Yes. This has been a free event since it started a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay. Because I normally work on those days, so I don't get to go, which is a real bummer. But
luckily,
okay.
I work where it is, so I get to enjoy. I usually miss those things, too.
And actually, I don't believe they're called St. Innocent's Academy anymore. And I was going to ask you about that, but you weren't the one that said it. It was my brain that said it. Okay. Okay.
So yes, a nice lunch at the Harbor Convention Center.
Okay.
And again, free. So come out for that.
Now, aren't the booths at the convention center?
They are. We're just going to jam pack in there.
So you're going to get, will you be able to sit down with your chowder?
I don't know. My understanding is no. We're going to have to balance our soup and listen to stories all at the same time.
Okay, maybe downstairs.
Downstairs is full of booths too.
Oh, well, okay. We're going to
chowder
on the go.
We've got booths all over the place.
All right. So that'll be interesting. So everybody really should go and check this out because who knows what's going to happen.
Right. Exactly. So let me go ahead and outline.
Bring a dish towel to stuff in your shirt so in case you spill your chowder down the front of you, it only gets on the towel and not on your good clothes.
So
Rain gear. That would be
bad.
Yes.
Go get your Grundins. So since we're talking about this free food, let me just outline again these free food opportunities for the community, starting with the Rockfish Taco Feed Wednesday night from 4 to 6 at the brewery. It's not necessarily free, but a $5 donation is requested. Then we have the public reception on Thursday from 5 to 7. The whole community is invited. Trident Seafood is going to have food, and we'll also have drinks and cake. Then on Friday at noon, we're going to have the Sea Stories Above the Harbor, which is the free chowder. And then more free events happen on Sunday. It's not necessarily free food, but more opportunities to win fun things. We have the fish processor and games and recognition and the fisherman's showcase. So those are big events.
Now tell me about the fish processor one.
So we want to take time to honor our Kodiak fish processors. So there's going to be a small component from 10 to 12 that recognizes those processors, but they're also going to play some fun games. So they're going to participate in the fish toss, and the team, the processing team that can throw the fish the furthest wins. But then we're also going to have games for the whole community, because again, how many times do I have to say Comfish is about the Kodiak community? So we're going to have fish identification games. There's going to be fish in a box, and you'll have to just put your hands in there and feel around and see if you can figure out what fish it is. Then you're also going to see just fish tails. And can you tell us what fish that comes from, that tail is attached to? And we're also going to have the salmon shark dissection, which was really popular last year. So popular, we just had to bring it back.
It's always popular, that salmon shark thing. Now, that's at the college?
No, this is actually going to be in the Harbor Center, the Convention Center parking lot.
Oh, okay.
Yep, just outside.
Okay, okay.
And this so you don't have to go far for any of this. We've got it all very contained.
Okay. So this is rain or shine?
Rain or shine. We've got some tents that we can set up. But I was looking at the forecast, and last time I looked, it looks pretty nice.
Oh, that would be nice.
It would be.
Yeah. I like the idea of identifying fish. Made me think of, you remember when we were kids and you went to the haunted houses and they would have like spaghetti in the box and you had to reach in there?
Absolutely.
And you never that's what made me think of when you were talking about
it. And
it
makes me think about baby showers when you smell the diaper to try and decide what's in the diaper. Oh,
oh goodness. Never had to do that. So I'll remember to have to go to the bathroom when that happens. I'm sorry. I have to go. Excuse me a minute. I'll be back in about 10 minutes.
This game is not for me. Yeah, we'll all get to laugh and make fun of my absolute fish ignorance. See, I grew up in the Midwest. I'm used to, you know, freshwater fish.
Yeah.
These fish.
Perch.
They're new
Sunnies.
For me.
Little fish.
Catfish.
Catfish. Yeah, we used to catch fish when we were little. You know those hooks that you put on your shower curtains?
Oh, yeah.
That's what we had to catch fish with. And there were so many fish. This was a long time ago. This was in Michigan. We'd go to Michigan for trips. There were so many fish that you could actually catch them with those stupid shower curtain things.
Oh, my gosh.
You put a worm on them. You know, you had to learn how to put the worm on. I can still smell worms once in a while.
The night I met my husband, he showed me how to catch catfish out of tires on a dock.
That's good.
I'm ready for Comfish.
Did you say, oh, he's a keeper?
Oh, I did keep him. It was not catch and release.
That's good too.
Oh, too much fun.
Okay. Yes,
so,
too much fun. Okay.
Speaking of more fun.
All right.
We've got the Fisherman's Showcase also on Saturday.
Which is?
Starting at 12:30. That is where our local fishermen group into teams and compete in fishing skills like coiling, knot tying, hook throw, rail tie, and survival suit donning.
Oh, right. Putting them on. Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. If you haven't seen this event, it's hilarious.
And if you haven't put on a survival suit, you really should try it sometime, because they're not so
it's
easy
tough.
To get it. Yeah. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
That they don't. There's not a lot of room in them. They catch, you know, it's kind of like on a rubber mat or something. It's hard to.
Yeah. And if you want to give it a try this year, we have a family friendly heat. So it's not only open to our fishermen, it's also open to the general public.
Oh, good. And what if you don't have a survival suit? Are they provided?
They're supplied.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I know there are a lot of old ones around town. Okay, we're going to run out of time here. Could you believe this?
It goes so fast.
I know. And I had said I was going to ask you. So, okay, so Sarah comes in here. She lays out this whole string of papers, probably like four or five feet length of papers. And she says, okay, I got it all ready right here, all my stuff. How do you keep track of all of this? How do you juggle it all? Not even counting that you started working on Crab Festival.
Yeah.
But how do you keep track of all these little pieces of paper? How do you make it come together?
You know, it's really a group effort of everyone down at the chamber. We all divide and conquer is the best way to say it. Each of us has a task, and lo and behold, at the last minute, it all comes together. This group of four or five pages that I brought in with me today was hundreds a few weeks ago. And as a team, we've just really been able to narrow it down and get it condensed and get ready for everything.
Mm. So tell me again, where can we get information? We'll post something, a link on our website.
So KMXT, okay. Also the Kodiak Daily Mirror, is going to be mailing out, or along with the general delivery, we'll all get the Comfish schedule. I believe it gets mailed out on Wednesday. It's also going to be online at KodiakChamber.org/Comfish. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And that's going to have the full schedule that you can follow for up-to-the-minute updates, especially on social media.
Now, I know that you guys are out and about. If somebody needs to get a hold of the chamber for some reason, is there a booth there?
So we have the registration booth that you guys can come to us. I will be at the registration booth, myself or Frank, the entire Comfish week. If not there, is the chamber office is going to close from 11 to 2 daily, but outside of 11 to 2, you can just go down to our Chamber of Commerce office.
Oh, I see. So will there be somebody there to answer the phone?
There will be.
Okay, that's better. 5557.
Yes.
486. Yep. 5557.
Yes.
907-486-5557. So this thing kicks off on Wednesday with the halibut.
The Rockfish Taco Feed. Yep. Yes. And ends with our sea stories, goodness, I got my papers all scrambled. And it ends with our processor games and recognition and fisherman showcase.
All right. So that sounds like a lot of fun. So we'll just finish up here. Thank you for coming, Sarah. It's always good to have you. Sarah Phillips from the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce. Comfish this weekend, Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday is the family fun and the fishing kinds of things.
You've got it.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.